This World Is Not My Home, written by Setii and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Tears of joy ran down Cordelia's face as she stared down at the tiny being that was cradled in her arms. Raven hair covered a tiny head, and startling blue eyes peered up at her. As two strong arms wrapped around her, Cordelia managed to turn her eyes away from the baby she held. She smiled wearily as she leaned closer to her husband. "She's beautiful." His voice answered her with a lilting Irish accent. "That she is, princess. That she is." Spike stared down at Cordelia's still body, his face curious. It's almost as if her soul's somewhere else. Doyle and Cordelia shared a smile as the door opened, a familiar face peering in through the crack. "Daddy said that I'm supposed to pretend to want to see the baby, so that he can have an excuse to come see it." Both of them choked back a laugh, as the door widened enough for a hand to reach through, and quickly cover the young boy's mouth. Shaking her head, Cordelia raised her voice enough so as to be heard on the other side of the door. "Angel, let Connor talk." Angel sighed as he gently stroked Cordelia's short hair. Alona pushed past Angel and Connor, her tightly braided hair bouncing as she moved. Her brother followed, an apologetic expression on his face. "Sorry, guys, they just wanted to see the baby." Appearing much younger than 18, as she stuck out her tongue, the girl dropped down on her knees beside the bed. "Come on, Charles. The godmother is supposed to be one of the first to see the baby." She gently reached out and pushed a strand of hair out of the infant's eyes. Gunn turned away from Cordelia with a sigh. "Why don't you want to come back?" The door opened a little wider and, after sharing a quick look with Doyle, Cordelia let out a loud sigh. "Fine. Everyone can come in." Harry beamed at both of them as she stepped inside, her hand intertwined with Wesley's. "Congratulations to both of you." Fred slowly slid past them, her eyes never moving from the tiny child in Cordelia's arms. "She's a beautiful baby." Wesley shared a bittersweet smile with Fred as they settled down in the chairs by Cordelia's bed. The only sound in the room was the quiet beeping of the monitors, mixed in with their almost inaudible breathing. Lauren swept into the room. His eyes immediately flickered toward the baby. "Isn't she a doll? Come on, Cordy. Let Uncle Lauren see your daughter." Doyle let out a quiet snort of laughter as he pulled himself off of the bed, an incredulous expression on his face. "After you dropped Angel on his head when he was turned into a baby by that spell. Come on, we all know that it caused brain damage." Lauren started to retort, but he paused for a moment to glance back at Angel. "Hey!" Lauren smiled sadly as he gingerly patted Cordelia's limp arm. The sound of the phone ringing was noticed only by Fred, and the young woman was quick to answer it. As she realized who was on the other end, a smile lit up her face. "Hey guys, it's Willow." Doyle grinned as he took the phone from Fred, a twinkle in his eye. "Let me talk to her." As her husband spoke to Willow, answering the questions that were asked him, Cordelia let out a contented sigh. Eve gazed at the comatose woman, an unreadable expression on her face, before leaning down and kissing her forehead. "Sweet dreams, Cordelia Chase."